Coffee Pot Conversations.
Hello and welcome to Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris. My name is Paul, and you're listening to episode 1.7 Podcast Productions. Now, a lot has happened since this original interview took place back in August 2023. 7.5 months have passed. A lot has taken place. But what I normally do in this beginning section, until I'm told otherwise, is I go over what's been happening in the world. But I try to go over what's been happening sort of in Paris. So the first thing that I discovered, that I've noticed, I'd like to bring to your attention, is that a mystery tunnel has appeared near a prison. Now, it's La Santé prison. Centre Pénitentiaire de Paris La Santé, which is, I believe, in the 14th. It's Rue de la Santé, Rue Jean Dorland, and Boulevard Arago, which is a totally different podcast, one which has been covered before by other people, which I may well go over myself at some point, Arago, especially as Nev worked at a place that's connected to time. I've probably said too much. But anyway, this tunnel, discovered in Paris, it was in a cul-de-sac. It's a 4-meter tunnel on Rue de la Santé, around about 500 meters from the prison. And it was discovered 2 days back, being Tuesday the 2nd of April, by a technician from Enedis, who are the electricity distributors in France. And he was working in a well for an electrical connections, and he said that he discovered bags of rubble in a bed. However, William Durand, an official in the French capital's 14th district, where the prison is located, said that he doubted that an elaborate escape plan had been in the works. If there's a hole on the outside, you gotta hope that you're digging into the right place, and all of a sudden you get a hole pop up into a prison's. Not that I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, moving on. The police say that they believe it's to do with the cataphiles, which is a group of people who they're like clandestine explorers. Delve deep into the catacombs, which I have not visited yet. I've been past the entrance a few times when I stayed in the 14th with Nev, and that was for Nev's 10K or Paris 10K debut. That was actually back in June 23. And actually where this is taking place is actually fairly close to where we stayed in the 13th for, I believe it was my first Paris marathon, when we stayed in Hotel de Écrivains, It was Rue Coypel, and it was, let me just double check on that. Yeah, Hotel des Écrivains, near the police station, surprisingly. And it was just a few doors down from Chez Eugène de Crêperie, which I believe we did mention in episode 1.1 on Eating in Paris with Nev. If we didn't, I've mentioned it now. Chez Eugène, Rue Coypel, just off Avenue des Gobelins. Cutting through with Boulevard de l'Hôpital. Amazing little place. It's literally just like a doorway with a window, and beautiful, beautiful crepes. And yeah, that was the hotel where I had my dinner of champions, which was KFC. But that's to be covered. Two things there, actually, to be covered. One is the Paris Marathon in a separate episode, as well as fast food, if you like, in France. The differences between Paris and London. So that was the mystery tunnel, which we believe to be the people who take out shifty-shifty into the catacombs. which again, I no doubt will cover in a later episode, not this season, probably won't even be next season. Maybe season 3, maybe season 4, depending on if I get my interviews. Anyway, moving on, we've covered the mysterious tunnel. Now, if it is something more sinister, I dare say I'll come back and report on that, but don't worry about it. Slightly more sinister is the assessment of France for the terrorist attack that took place in Moscow a few days back in a concert hall. Heavy political, religious, I'm not going to cover it, this, but they are saying that they're going to be pumping out loads of security for the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics on the 26th of July. Now, security breach, yes, I am going to be in Paris at that stage, I believe. Let me just flick through the calendar. Yep. That's the wrong date. So let me just double check. Yes, I will be arriving in Paris on the 25th of July, the opening ceremony, which for the first time in Olympic history isn't taking place inside the stadium. It's going to be a flotilla of 94 boats carrying thousands of waving athletes down just over 3.5 mile stretch of the Seine. That's a 6 kilometre distance. And it's going to be followed by a further 80 boats carrying media and security. They reckon roughly 222,000 people are going to gather along the river's edge, and 200,000 more are going to be watching from buildings. Me, I'll probably be in a little apartment in Saint-Denis, TV on, bosh. Look, boys, this is where we could have been. Glad we didn't go. Or maybe I'll be there. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I haven't even spoke to the family. I've literally just discovered that it's going to be on our Friday. Now, we are going to be spending some time in Saint-Denis. Again, I don't want to say too much because this is an episode coming up in season 2, Paris Olympics, which I'll probably call Paris Olympics or Olympique de Paris. I'll probably call it Paris Olympics. 80% of French people are worried about the terrorism during the Olympics, but 59% are optimistic that France will successfully keep the game secure. And a total of 57% of French people thought the Olympics opening ceremony should go ahead in the open air. So that's nice. I think it should be lovely. Although I believe for the London Olympics back in 2012, the Queen did go down the Thames. But, you know, it wasn't the opening ceremony, although it was part of the opening ceremony when James Bond went to help her. Actually, I think it was him down the Thames. Or did she parachute in? I don't remember. Check it out on YouTube. It's bound to be there. So what else is going on in the world? A week ago, France is to sue a teenager for falsely accusing a school head in a headscarf row. Again, more religion, more politics. There's a lot going on. But what I did like about this article was it showed me a few different political parties. So if I can just quickly quote, it says, politicians from both left and right expressed outrage that the career of a respected teacher should be ended by a hate campaign on the internet. I don't want to go into details, but pretty much someone said something, didn't take place, maybe did, we don't know. Hoo-ha's going about with headscarves, which are against the law in France in certain aspects, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so what it told me was the government is incapable of protecting our school, said Marine Le Pen of the hard right national rally on X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm going to come back to this in a second. Someone else said it is defeat for the state and the gangrene of Islamism gains yet more ground. That was her niece, Marion Maréchal, of the rival hard-right party, Reconquest. So Marine Le Pen, who is connected to her dad somehow, and her niece, also of the right, but you've got the hard-right and then you've got the other hard-right and they're connected. Why don't they just get together and go, you know what, we're a bigger party? But that's politics. Don't want to go into that. But then it says somewhere else, Bruno Retailleau of the centre-right Republicans. He says, this is where you end up when your policy is don't make waves. This is where all those little surrenders lead to. And then we get another quote. It's unacceptable when the head teacher steps down because of death threats. It is a collective failure. And that's from Boris Vallaud of the Socialist Party. I didn't know that there were so many different parties all over the place, which is quite cool. So I think at some point I'm going to have to talk about politics in France. I'll probably try and narrow it down to, Anne Hidalgo and Anne's plan. obviously I'll have to mention Macron or whoever is president at the time. And we've also got Prime Minister Attal, who warned earlier this month that the Kremlin had embarked on a massive destabilisation enterprise to undermine French support for Ukraine because of the terrorist attack in Moscow, and they're claiming that France could have helped stop it. The problem that this has caught up, it's not just the fact that a teacher has had death threats. It's to do with Islamist threats to French schools since the murder of two teachers has been taken to extreme seriousness. Samuel Paty was decapitated on the street in a Paris suburb in 2020, and Dominique Bernard was killed at his school in Arras 5 months ago. It is a serious situation. And this head teacher, whose name has not been made public, was at the Maurice Revel-Lassie in the 20th district of Paris. Any threat on anyone's life is a serious matter. And when religion and extremism gets involved, it becomes a lot more serious. Now, that's a very darker note that I don't wish to go down, because this isn't a dark podcast. However, it is what's happening. So let's move on at this stage and talk about today's podcast. It is, as I say, with Rory. And yeah, you can still hear the youthfulness in his voice, which is nice. We do have an interview coming up with him for next season, season two. It's looking towards the end of the season, depending on what else I've got lined up. I talked to him about the production of this podcast at the time that I was doing it. And it was early on. I just pumped up the intro, CoffeeBot Conversation or CoffeeBot Introductions. And yeah, I'd interviewed Nev and I'd interviewed Rory twice. Little secret, the second one, this one, was done at the same time as the first one. It was straight afterwards. I said, now you relax, let's do it. But don't tell anyone. That's the industry secret. So there we go. Yeah, so a few little bits have changed, which will be covered in another episode. Will it be an interview? I don't know. Maybe one of my monologue ones, my monologologless ones. Anyway, it's time for a jingle.
Coffee Pot Conversations.
Hello, my name's Paul, and I'm your host of An Englishman in Paris Presents Coffee Pot Conversations. I'm here today with my eldest son, Rory.
Hello.
Hello. And today we're going to talk about what I do to produce a podcast episode. So, I do the bare basics, the very minimum. If it's hard work, I don't want to do it. If there's a shortcut, I will take it. It's the ethos behind my life, my study, and my self-teaching. I always said to my students, if it's difficult, I won't do it. There's no point in making life difficult for yourself when you can do nice and easy things. Some people disagree. Oh, you've got to step outside your comfort zone. Teaching salsa, outside my comfort zone. A lot of things I do in life, outside my comfort zone. What would you do outside your comfort zone, Rory?
Probably go skydiving.
Skydiving. Comfort zone. You've got to make sure you get it right the first time.
Indeed. You only get really get a choice, don't you?
Absolutely.
Once you jump, it's too late.
That's it. So, what I do with my podcast, I've got two ways of doing different podcasts. The first way is when I do what we do now, which is interviews.
Yep.
So we find ourselves sat in a coffee shop. And so keeping things nice and simple, I sound quite posh, or like I've got something dodgy going on, but I assure you I haven't. I've got two iPhones recording. Yep. One is directly into the iPhone through the voice recorder app. It's free, it's on the phone, bit of bloat there, some may say. It's just there and it's very, very useful. And the other iPhone has got two microphones attached via Bluetooth. I think it's a £30 piece of kit on Amazon, which I bought a good few months back in preparation for doing all of this. When I'm at home talking by myself to myself, I have, I think it's a £25 microphone, which is USB, plugs into the laptop, which is a work laptop. And then I also have one of the iPhones running at the same time as well. In fact, that's not strictly true how it works anymore. I've bought myself an adapter, so I plug the microphone into the iPhone, as well as have an open mic.
With the laptop, did you get the laptop from work?
It was at the beginning of 2020 when the pandemic kicked in. They said you can now work from home, despite me arguing for 4 years, or 3 years prior to that, we should be able to. They supplied a 14-inch laptop, I think it's a ThinkPad.
Is that the blue one down the bottom?
That's, yeah. The thing that I lean on with the keyboard.
Yeah.
So what I do with my laptop at home is I shut it down. I've got an HDMI cable going through to a monitor. It makes the 14-inch a lot bigger, easier for my eyes. I normally have two, maybe three windows open at a time. I do like multitasking, being a bit of a techno geek. So I can check emails, watch Netflix, and update my blog all at the same time. Whilst in VR, which is my latest addition to expensive technology. So once I've decided on a topic, if I'm at home keep talking my own conversations, what I will do is I will get the basics down on paper. I will do my research from that, and that's part of, I don't know what you call it, we used to call it brainstorming. Some people call it brain cloud or storm clouds.
Brainstorming, jotting ideas, jotting down.
There's whole ranges, I forgot what we used to call it at university.
It's like spider diagrams, it's a diagram or it's like a cloud or just
anything. Absolutely. So it's sort of like prompts, you put it, for me I put it in the middle and then I just do lines coming out of it. Or I will read a website or a book through research, pick up on a word, thought, well, I like that concept or that idea, that piece of information, I'll then research into that, writing it all down as I go and getting all my ideas. At that point I've then recently taken to actually recording a rough draft. So whilst I got everything written down, I then talk through the mic. This is when I plug the microphone into the laptop. And then I utilise the word function, or the word program, and you can dictate on that. So as you talk, it goes through. I then stop, edit what I need to edit. Speech recognition, which one of my greatest examples, use the word peach. Now it's speech recognition, and it picks it up as it's speech recognition, depending on how fast you talk, how clear your words are. So things like that you always have to pick up and edit. I've then got a script that I can read from. That's how I found the latest few worked better for me, as opposed to struggling and scrabbling around on the internet whilst I'm trying to talk, hitting stop, going back over recorded words, editing it through. Once we've done an interview, it stays as is. I listen all the way through at normal speed, just to make sure everything's tickety-boo. I do not go back and scrub bits out. I don't delete pauses, nothing. It's recorded as live, and it is live at the time of recording. This is why you've got all different noises from the coffee shop. I can't mask them out. If I make grammatical speech error, it stays in because I can't go back. I don't want to. I've looked at the software, programs, apps. I haven't got time for all that stuff. And I want my podcast to be accessible, and also want to help promote podcasts. So absolutely.
Start with pure basics.
Start with the basics, and all I'm going to stick with the basics. It works for me. If I'm out on the street, I don't need a £300 microphone.
Yeah.
I've got an iPhone, which is a £1,000 piece of kit, but it's sitting in my pocket. It doubles up as a camera, trebles up as a video. I can jot ideas down, all the rest of it. It doesn't have to be an iPhone, it can be any smartphone. But I just, because I'm into the Apple infrastructure with my Apple Watch, thanks Nev. It's thanks Nev for getting me into Apple again. I had a Apple 3GS years ago, moved away from Apple. I think I went on to Android and BlackBerry and back to Android.
Remember that BlackBerry phone?
We had a few BlackBerry phones, but only one did smash. Oh, you talking about the one by the garage?
Yeah.
That was Huawei. That was my P20 Pro. That's when
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it was just before we went away to Ibiza. I was on the phone sitting down by the garage and that kid kicked the ball and hit the phone out of my hand, dropped on the floor, there goes the screen. So not happy daddy.
So what did you end up doing?
Got a new phone, of course. What do I normally do?
What did you say to the kid?
Nothing, I just said, right, that's enough, and we walked in, and I think that's the last time we played him.
I see him here now.
I see him on the bike, still wearing his COVID mask.
With pajamas.
Yeah.
Football
pajamas. But I saw Nev had an Apple phone, the smaller wrist version. I thought, is that what I'm after yet? Because I had an Omate watch back in 2012 for the Euros. I used to, and that was like an Android based watch before Android watches were anything. That was a good little phone. It literally ran iOS-ware, really, but it was set up for circle watch face as opposed to square, so it didn't always work. Then I saw Nev with the Apple Watch, realised it actually did what I wanted it to do. Bought one of those, which you had to have an iPhone for, so on and so forth. But then it also works well with everything I need. So I've got the Apple Watch, I've got the obviously the iPhone, I've got the iPad, but I've also got a Chromebook of all things.
What's your next Apple investment, would you say?
I may move on to Apple TV, but I've got Netflix, Prime Video, all the rest of it.
Would you get extra though?
Just a few extra programs. Not really worth my while.
Yeah.
But getting back on point.
I was just thinking
about that. So we do the interviews. I record it, and then from there I use, which one reason why I like Spotify is because I use Anchor, which is now a podcast for Spotify. It's free, it's cheap, it's obviously cheap because it's free, it's very easy to use. I used it for my audio versions of my blog posts, so I would read through what I needed, add background noise, add interlude, so in between each section of speech, because each paragraph on the blog with a separate entry, audio entry, then I used to have my coupling bits to help it stream along. Got bored of all that, didn't really like my voice while I was reading, so I then end up going to podcasts, still using Anchor or podcast for Spotify. So again, I record it, upload it through my phone. And then I've got your jingle, which for those unaware, Rory is the voice of Coffeepot Conversations jingle. Luckily there's a hot air dryer going off in the toilet, so we can't hear him singing it live, which is a shame. Also maybe they'll shut the door, because we don't really need to hear people in a disabled toilet drying their hands. There we go, thanks for that love, a little late. So I can add extra bits in between, even add background if I need to, which I've decided not to. I'm not masking the background noise here. When I'm at home, you may hear a motorbike outside the bedroom window, which is what I recall.
Not your motorbike though.
Not my motorbike, which is sitting sadly in the garage, just waiting to go, to be honest.
How long have you had that motorbike?
Got it in 2005, just after the theft of my previous motorbike. It's done probably about, I think it's on about 37,000-38,000 miles, which is great for the year, but it's been sitting there languishing, not doing much. It's been repaired a few times, had flushes and services and stuff.
You went to sell it, but then...
got offered a lot less than what they initially asked.
It was about 500, wasn't it?
Something like that, and then they said, oh, here's £50. Like, no, thank you, bye-bye now. The box on the back costs more than that. So anyway, I record it, I then upload it to podcast Spotify, which is my main platform. It's where show notes definitely are. It's where I get a lot of my stats from. There are obviously other podcast platforms out there. Riverside FM I looked at when I was considering doing video podcasts, but because I want things cheap, or in this case free, Riverside didn't quite offer me enough of what I was after. There are others that I've looked at, and again they don't quite offer enough on the free level, which is business is business, so I understand, appreciate. As this continues on, I may end up going videos, I may not. But pretty much all you need for me is a phone, internet connection.
You don't really even need internet connection to record it.
Oh, not to record it, to upload it. So you can sit in a coffee shop, use their Wi-Fi, upload it, bish bash bosh, job done, and that's it. I then have to try and tie it up into my social medias, which is my Instagram, my blog, Spotify. I did have a WhatsApp phone number, but that means leaving a WhatsApp phone on, because I'm not going to give my personal phone out, apart from to personal people.
I'm not sure you bought NFT tags.
And I did indeed bought NFT tags, business cards, which I created myself.
So what's an NFT tag then?
NFT is near field technology. So essentially, for those in England, we use an Oyster card to travel through London Underground public transport. For those in France, we have the Navigo. All uses near field technology. NFC, near field communication. And it's pretty much just that touch to tap, where during COVID it became necessity. It was a go-to. Cash was no longer king. Everyone's using cards. And the craziest thing is, with COVID, when they tap their card, they used to leave it on the sensor and then put it back in their purse or their wallets, wherever. So anyone that's got COVID on their fingers, on their card, on the reader, you've now just transmitted it to the next person. It's near field, so you don't have to touch. With phones, it's a little bit different because the strength of the communication isn't as strong on all of the cards, which is why we do touch it. I've also incorporated QR codes into that. So when you see the squares with different blocks and bits and pieces, that leads to my start page, which again, I've had a few of those, but I find an Englishman in Paris .start.page very useful. It links up to Instagram, the blog, Spotify. I've even got my Spotify playlist on there as well, and that's quite nice. So that's part of that. But again, that's not a necessity. That's just, for me, it's a bit of a commodity. So for me recording, if you, for instance, wanted to record in your bedroom, you would have, you've got the iPhone 12, you've got Wi-Fi when it works, or you've got your 100 gig.
Turns out it's not actually the Wi-Fi, it's the signal strength. Because I would have 4 bars for Wi-Fi and only have 1 bar signal.
But that shouldn't affect your Wi-Fi.
Well, for some reason it does. Now I could have, so here, you see the signal bars?
Yeah.
It would be the smallest one, then full Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but you're picking up on the Wi-Fi, so it should still be working.
I don't know, because I'd still get 4 bars of Wi-Fi.
But so, if you're at home, you can jump on your Wi-Fi. Anchor just uses very limited, minimal uploads, and that'll be fine. And then that's really it. But I think you need to be either 13 or 18. I don't remember what the rules are for that. But we can look into that and do some research.
I can put a deep enough voice on.
Absolutely.
Right.
And then that's it. Then you're ready to go. But it does help if you've got a nice little bit of quiet or bit of background noise, depending on how you're going to do your podcast.
You could do it on the bike,
and you've got that roaring noise if you're talking about the exercise bike.
Yeah,
as long as you're not too out of breath for it as well.
You've learned how to pace yourself then.
Absolutely.
Like running, you can't run, if you run too quick, you can't speak, you're going too quick.
Which is good for sprinting, but not good for paced distances, such as a marathon, for instance.
Maybe 4
marathons.
Pushing. Right. And a couple of 10Ks.
10Ks, like, not 4.
Actually, yeah, it would be 4 marathons. You've done 2 halves, haven't you? Or 3 halves.
I've done, I did the London half, then the London full, did the Paris full, then I did a Paris half, Paris full. I've got another half coming up.
No, you do. That's in London, isn't it?
That's the big London.
And then we're doing the big mile afterwards.
And then we're doing the big mile afterwards.
When is that?
That's September the 2nd. So that will probably be before this podcast comes out.
Really?
Yeah. Because we're sat here recording, and I think I would have done the run and then launched the podcast. I just want to get a nice bank of episodes to then put out. I can then do it in my own time.
Yeah.
Show notes, another important factor, show notes. So when people are reading about whether to listen to your podcast, having nice detailed podcast notes or show notes are good. Don't overwhelm people. I am going to sit down and sort all this show notes out so it would then feed back onto a website, englishmeninparis.blog /coffeepotconversations, and then each podcast would have its own show notes in there. Like I've got it for my blog, click on a picture, boom, I would then work out a way to get all the show notes up. Once the show notes are up and running and the podcast is taken off, that's when I introduce a paywall. If you want to read the notes, it's up behind here. Subscribe on Patreon for $5 or whatever it is. That's the first 99 people. And get all that stuff. But that's not an hour issue, that's a later issue.
Yeah.
So, in short, coming up for the 20-minute mark.
Yep.
How would you do a podcast? Let's see if you've been paying attention.
I would, firstly, get in a crowded space. No, I'm joking. I would get in a nice quiet place, or could just be somewhere I'm on my own. Could be a coffee shop, that would be.
Could be a coffee pot conversation.
Could be in a coffee shop, that would be loud. A background noise, not too loud, but not too quiet at the same time. And then I would whip out my iPhone, put the voice recorder on, take out the microphone, plug it in, turn it on, and then just talk. And then I would put it onto Anchor, and then from Anchor I would put it onto Spotify. I actually have to download Spotify, and then I'll put it onto there from Anchor.
That's actually, the going from Anchor is a very smooth transition. It automatically pumps it up to Spotify. You need to link your podcast to Spotify, account, and then pump it up. And then there are different ways to connect it to other podcast platforms. So, in theory, Apple Podcasts is getting this as well. But I don't...
Do you have to pay money to put it on there?
All free through...
So, you could, in theory, put it onto multiple different podcast apps and just get people from... You could put it on an Ibethan podcast app.
I don't know how that would
get
work.
All the Ibethans from...
In theory, yeah. So, I don't know how that works.
Did you get some from Mexico or Brazil or somewhere like that?
Yeah, I've got notes somewhere else, but yeah, I was...
Top 200 or something,
I was in, Mexico, Costa Rica, India.
That's a very big population.
A few others. I might have screenshots. Now, I'm doing something that I kind of said that I'd never do, and that's go on my phone during a podcast interview, but... And now we've got kids screaming behind. We all know how I feel about screaming kids. But if I have a quick look...
Definitely bootable at times, aren't they?
I'm
not advising that.
I'm glad, because Roy just saw me shoot a glance at him.
It's one of them glasses,
like... Yes, be careful, son. So, looking at my screenshots on my phone. It's around at 50,000 bits. You see where I did the screenshots. Bottles of wine for Nev. I've got Rory's school reports.
My reports look quite good, you know.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think they're on here because I would have done it on the laptop. So I don't believe I do have the screenshots. But I... and dig them out somewhere. But yeah, no, I was top numbers.
Put them in the notes.
Absolutely, I will put them in the show notes. That's a good idea. At which point I now need to stop scrolling through my phone and write down the fact I'm going to put them in the show notes.
Yep.
Oh, now I'm just looking at marathon results. So I'm going to put the podcast ratings numbers. So what happened was... podcast ratings for a particular category, I was quite big, and that's just off the introduction podcast.
Oh wow.
So I hadn't actually released anything, and now my rating's gone down because I've not released, but we've heard the introduction. They don't care anymore. They want more material.
Which is what you're working on,
which
currently.
Is exactly what I'm currently working on for season one of An Englishman in Paris Presents Coffee Pot Conversations. And when I go back to Paris, I am attempting to find people to interview. I've got
just regular French or but English.
I've got a few people that I've been in communications with that if they're around, they should like an interview.
I'm not going to mention names, but one of them is an amazing chap from Australia. He does his own podcast. I've spoken to him, and he says if he's in Paris, he will. And that's a big hush hush under the table. Keep that quiet. And another one is for a lady.
That's going to be a big one.
That's about at least
a 3-hour podcast.
I can't take too much of his time up because he's a very busy man, a family man.
Yeah.
Basketballer. But absolutely. And his podcast is now his business. Not only is it his main source of income, but it's actually a business as well. That's been going for about 2 years now.
It's an amazing podcast. I've listened to a couple of episodes and it is good.
It is good. I'm still playing catch up with it. I'm on 2021. I started, I think in 2022 I started. And I started listening in 2022, started recording about 2016, 2017, around about that time. So I'm catching up. There's another lady that I listen to who is connected to an author of fame, but that's not my reason for wanting to connect with her. She deals with history. And some of her Instagram posts are tremendous.
What about the American one?
That's a good point. This lady that I want to connect with again, she said get in touch with me over the time. She's a very busy lady. Nev follows on Instagram as well, and amazing knowledge. She does a duo podcast, so it's her on someone's show. And again, I've been listening to that. Great stuff. But the one that you're referring to in America was all to do with one of my previous episodes about the Lido, which I then mentioned in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Got in touch with the library who was running an event, and I'm waiting to hear back for an interview, but that's going to be a distance interview because she's over in Las Vegas.
And doesn't she do lessons in that?
They run lectures.
Yeah.
So talks and things like that.
And obviously, as you're in lovely sunny rainy August weather, you can't really go to Las Vegas.
I cannot go to Las Vegas even if it was sunny. And I have.
So did you ask for recording?
I asked for if they could provide audio or video, which they don't do at the moment because it's in the library. But they're going to try and work that through. What I may do is reach out again to the initial lady that I spoke to, see if she can just give me a brief chat of what she does. It may not be connected to Paris or the Lido, but it's research, it's libraries, which obviously being a graduate, I've used libraries and research in the past. I still do research now.
So you're talking about another podcast, going back to the people you want to interview. Talking about it last night, I think.
Oh, yeah, I've just following a lady who does French podcasts, learning French, but she does it in French.
So
I may reach out to her and see if she's available. But again, that'll probably more than likely be a distance one. I don't know where she's based or anything else like that. But what I also want to try and do while I'm in Paris, in between any possible interviews, is while I'm sitting in coffee shops, I just want to approach people, do a 5-minute vodbox, and say, can you help me? Just give me some details of what you're doing here, where you live, where you're from originally, and that sort of stuff.
So would you put multiple into one?
Absolutely. So I'd say, this is such and such from wherever, and this is what they had to say.
We
move on to Bilbo Baggins talking about their life in Middle Earth and all the rest of it, and that's how I've done that. Or I try and get a theme running with questions. But one question that I do want to ask before... Oh, you've got a question first?
No, I don't.
No, okay. One question just to wrap this up is, you're in a coffee shop?
Yes.
I mean, obviously now you're in a coffee shop, but hypothetically go to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And what would you order, tea or coffee?
Probably a coffee.
Okay, and what kind of coffee would you order?
It would be an iced coffee.
Okay.
So I don't think you could taste as much coffee.
Absolutely not. So, do you know those little biscuits they give you? Like the biscotti biscuits?
Yes.
What do you do with that? Do you eat it? Do you take it with you? Do you dunk it?
No, I definitely don't dunk it.
Don't dunk it?
Either I eat it there or take it away, and whenever I'm hungry, I'll eat it.
And if you eat it there, do you eat it before, during, or after your coffee?
Either before or after, and how hungry I am.
Okay.
Because if I'm proper hungry, I would eat it, then take the drink. But if I'm a little bit, I'll see how I am after the drink, and I'll eat it.
And you, how many mouthfuls does it take to eat a biscuit? Be honest.
One.
Yeah, straight in. Job done. Bosh. That's dad's lad for you. Yeah. Don't mess it about. Right, well, slightly longer than initially anticipated. We're coming up for the 30-minute mark now.
A good podcast.
We really covered a lot that was irrelevant to the initial question. So, in short, I use an iPhone and I use pretty much my iPhone. That's as much as I do. I use Word for the scripting, just so I can read it back. Because when I write, my handwriting, like my dad once called it, a epileptic spider falling across the page.
I didn't know that one, actually. That was quite funny.
That's quite cool. But I've also, when I'm writing my blogs, the writing is the same. Another reason I type it up. I do use fountain pens for those. And I'm using Erwan ink, which I referred back to in a previous podcast as well. So, for now, I'd like to thank my eldest son, Rory.
Thank you.
No, thank you. You're very welcome. Thanks for turning up and being a good boy. And so,
Always
up. You always are, yeah, when you're asleep. But no, you are.
Thanks.
You are a good boy. Yeah. That wasn't me physically hitting Rory. That was an emotional attack. But no, Rory is a good boy, as is his younger brother.
I wouldn't say that.
No, they are good boys. No. I'm going to be honest. I've been very blessed and fortunate having two really good boys. I'm very proud of on a day-to-day basis. I'm trying to show them the ropes of the world as it goes on, and I don't often tell them off, but I do teach them lessons.
You don't ever tell them off or teach them lessons, it's always just...
Okay, so just to let you know, here's a lesson that I am teaching. If you move away from the microphone, it won't pick you up.
How?
Because you've got the two phones working.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go. So... any sound issues, apologies for that. But that's it, I think.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for joining me, Paul, as your host on An Englishman in Paris Presents Coffee Pot Conversations. Oh, Rory wants a 30 minutes, so yeah. we've got about 15 seconds to waste.
Yep.
So, anything you want to say in the last 15 seconds? 14, 13, 12, 10, 9. No, you don't want to say, because you can't really keep silent
really.
For a podcast, because that's really not good listening.
Really,
so 4 seconds left. Thank you very much. Au revoir. A bientôt.
Coffee Pot Conversations.
That was Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris, episode 1.7, podcast productions. I'd like to thank Rory for giving up his time on a Saturday afternoon back in August, when he could have been at home shooting nerve bullets at his younger brother, Jasper. We'd finished the first episode, Rory's debut, and he said, "Dad, is there anything stopping us from doing another episode?" I said, "Well, not really. Let's do it." So we had a quick little discussion, almost like a round table talk, and we came up with Podcast Productions, We came up with Podcast Productions as the topic that we felt most comfortable with. Now, when it comes to talking about the latest updates with the podcast productions, I'm not sure if it will just be, as I said earlier, myself talking about it, or if I'll have Rory as a guest interviewer again. Maybe someone else, maybe, I don't know. There's something bubbling under at the moment. I don't know if bubbling under is the right expression, but anyway, there's something sort of planned. It's for next episode. And... yeah, I don't know if that's going to lead on to something else or not, or what, or who have yous. However, let me just say, I am looking at different things, which I'm not going to go into now, because now is not the time nor the place, although technically I suppose it is, and it's exactly the right time and the right place, but I'm going to leave it, because I do like organic structures. I like people finding me on Instagram, at an Englishman in Paris blog. I like people finding my podcast on Spotify, Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris. I also like people finding out if they wish to give little donations on buymeacoffee.com/an Englishman in Paris. I also don't mind if you want to read up about my activities on anenglishmaninparis.blog. What I do like you doing, though, is answering questions and polls if I have any. Now, for episode 1.5, Rory's debut, the question was, if you have ever been to Paris, when did you first go? And Nev actually answered that her first visit was in 1995. The poll for that same episode, 1.5, Rory's debut, would you ever consider appearing on my podcast, has now had a 50-50 split. 50% of you would, 50% of you wouldn't. Well, that's interesting. The only problem is I don't know who said yes and I don't know who said no. If anybody's out there, they want to appear on my podcast, feel free. Drop me a line, coffeepot@anenglishmaninparis.blog or even podcast@anenglishmaninparis.blog. Message me on Instagram @anenglishmaninparisblog. And with over 700 days left, episode 1.6 Casablanca asks a question. Have you seen the film Casablanca? You've got many options here. Yes, it was great. Yes, it was meh. No, I don't want to. No, never got round to it. No, but I will now. 100% of you say yes, it was great. I'm going to be honest. One person has answered. And that's just not cricket. I know more than one person has listened to this episode. My numbers are showing quite positive results. I'll give you a quick rundown here. Whilst it is my newest episode and the least downloaded, there have definitely been more than one person. It's actually saying that 13 people have listened to that episode, which isn't great numbers when you consider, well, I've released 10 episodes right from the beginning, including the pre-podcast episode, Emily in Paris. 13, is it a great number? I'm still not worried. I'm doing this because I enjoy it. However, I've also discovered that I can do something that I've been asking for, which is going to be my blog will be read out in blog pod fashion. Just made up that term, blog pod. A pod blog. Blog pod. Blogcast. It's a blogcast. I don't know. But anyway, I'll be doing that soon. So that's going to be on Spotify only. Woo! And it's going to be free, I suspect. Yeah, I'll make it free. I don't care. I'm not in it for the money. Yes, I am. But that's a long way away. This is too much waffle, too many ums, which I'm not going to edit out because it gives me a chance to say, time for Jasper's jingle.
Coming up on Coffee Pot Conversations.
We have an interview coming up next episode, 1.8. I'm not going to tell you the name, but we do have an episode coming up, and it's quite an exciting one, for me at least. Dramatic pause. So I am also going to be interviewing my final guest for the season. And then it is episode 1.10, the best bits from 11 episodes of the season. But I have had nobody come back to me, which I'm not surprised about because, you know, it's my first season. No one listens to me. I can tell that by my followers. 303 followers on Instagram, which for me, that's quite nice. It's not hundreds of thousands, which I would like even more. But then I like the interactivity and I get round about 20 likes per post. From there, I don't know. Oh, sorry, that was my beard brushing on the microphone. From the 20 people viewing, I don't know how many actually follow through to the podcast or how many people take leave to the blog. I don't care. I'm doing it for the love, not the money. However, if you'd like to leave a review or drop me a message, an email, something, let me know that people are out there listening, preferably enjoying it. And if you don't want to do that, that's not a problem. But pass me on to somebody else. I don't mind if people listen and they start to slate me and say how bad I am. I want those listeners. I want the engagement. I want a community spirit. I'm working on something again in the background, which I'm not promoting at the moment. It's going to take an organic step, as is most of my works. I don't always want to be pushing out, you know, follow me, follow me, follow me. But yeah, do follow me. But I want it to be natural. I want it to be word of mouth. I want it to be, oh, I stumbled upon such and such. At the moment, that's my goal. I'm still going to be pumping out at least another 3 seasons, as long as I can get the time to do them. This one has been a bit of a stretch and a struggle because of life. But that's in the future, which is why we are doing it in this section. So what else is coming up? Well, we have, as I said, we've got an amazing interview next episode. which has been recorded. It was one of my ones done in November of 2023. It was actually the last one of that momentous occasion for me. Yes, please, please, please do listen. This is, for me, it's a highlighted one. And there's some things taking place to the side of it, which I haven't fully done yet. That's all to come for the next episode. There's going to be one more interview as well. I'll tell you who it is. It's Jasper, because I have to get Jasper on here. And that will be very soon. That will be the penultimate episode, as I said, 1.10, the best bits. I just need feedback, but I'm not going to get feedback. I know I'm not. However, you're going to have to put up with me rambling on for, it'll probably be about half hour when I'm going to do some cutting, some splicing, and that's going to be the episode 1.10, the best bits, which will mark the end of season one. My next season, which funnily enough is going to be called season two, will be out in July, and that's going to be July the 9th. Again, second and fourth Tuesdays of every month, January to May, July to November. So, until then, thank you for sticking with me for nearly an hour for my podcast, Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris, which you found. I don't need to tell you where to find it, but your call to action today, or my call to action, my call to your action, your call to my action, whichever way you want to put it, is just tell someone about me. Good, bad, I don't care. Just let them know I exist. And remember, it's not always Parisian links. However, next episode is a Parisian link, as will be the one after. And the best bits will cover everything. So, for now, I'm going to leave you with my special guest of this episode of Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris, 1.7 Podcast Productions. Take it away, son.
Coffee Pot Conversations.